You're listening to the sermon audio from Mill Creek Community Church. If you like what you've heard or want to find out more information, please visit our website at mymillcreek.com.
Hello. Hi, guys. My name is Lila Brandenburg, and I'm a member here at Mill Creek. Today, we will be reading Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. It can be found on the packet that we've handed out, and it's on the back of it. So hear the living word of the Lord. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. This is the word of the Lord, and it is true. Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for everything that you've given us. I just want to pray over the sermon today, Lord, and I just pray that it rings true in everyone's ears today. Thank you for this day, and thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Send your angels to protect us and your spirit to guide us. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lila. And again, welcome to Mill Creek. We're so glad to have you here. Today, we're getting to honor fifth graders as we get started. And so, as is our tradition, we're going to have the fifth graders come up on stage. If you wouldn't mind, fifth graders, you can just put your stuff down right there. Would you guys just come right up on stage? And we'll have you guys turn around and come right on up here. You got it, Miss Nova. Very good. Come on up here. I'm going to give you a little Bible. For those of you who are watching, we'll have a chance for a picture in a minute. Come on up. Yeah, you guys can scoot over here a little bit. The way we do it around here is we love having fifth graders come up on stage and to be able to celebrate them by giving them a journaling Bible. And what this is then is Mr. Bob and Miss Cindy helping recognize this moment as a rite of passage of fifth graders who have been in kids ministry for many years, now being welcomed to the worship service. And so, oh, hey, Viv, come on up. Hey, let's hear it for Viv again. She just had to do the presto change-o. You did great. Okay, you can sit right here. Very good. And so fifth graders, the way we've done this previously, Noah's got his little necklace on. It's looking good. Yeah, we got Viv right over here. The way we've done this previously, can I see that, is we want to recognize the fifth graders, and we've got this nice little certificate for them, and then this wonderful journaling Bible, which we're hoping that they will bring back Sunday after Sunday. And so with this, fifth graders, what normally happens, if you've been to a picnic Sunday before, you know what happens is I preach them a little sermon, and then I preach you a different sermon. But today, we're going to do it all in one take. How do you think about that? Yeah. Only people who are mad that there's not two sermons today are my mom. So that's the only one. Otherwise, everybody's happy. So fifth graders, welcome here to Mill Creek Worship Service. We've got a VIP place for you to sit because you are some honored guests today. So if anybody wants to take a picture here with the fifth graders, this would be a good time. Fifth graders, can we all say cheese on the count of three? And we'll look over. Oh, look, Miss Faith's got a big camera. Can you see her in the back? We'll just say, hey, on the count of three, let's say cheese. Ready? One, two, three. Cheese. All right. Oh, we're going to do it again. Ready? I mean, if mom says, you just do it, yeah? Ready? Count of three. One, two, three. Cheese. Good job. Okay, you guys can go have a seat in the very special place, front row. Let's hear it for the fifth graders. In fact, fifth graders, Mr. Bob and Miss Cindy have something special for you. Only for you, fifth graders. We have got donut for you. Everybody else gets a donut hole, not the VIP fifth graders. They get a special donut. Good grief. Enjoy that while you're listening to this. Yeah, I hear that. We didn't get one last year, Pastor Jeremy. What gives? Next year, we're giving away Teslas, so that's what. I'm going to make fifth grade graduation next year. Oh, man, we're so glad to have you. Looking forward to this. So fifth graders, we got your hands full, no doubt. Fifth graders, here's what I want you to do. Eyes on me. What I'd like you to do is eat your donut, but when your donut's done, we've got a little wet wipe for you, and I'm going to have you write a couple things in your little Bibles there, and this is for you. But that doesn't mean that everybody else here gets to take a nap. In fact, I bet you do. Everybody else here, I'd like you to lean in as well, because we're going to look at Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. And what we're going to find is that this encouragement for the fifth graders actually has a lot of encouragement for us as well. So you just heard it read, and we want to walk through it because the reality is, fifth graders, I've got good news and bad news for you. Let's jump in. I've got good news and bad news. The good news, fifth graders, is you're here, you've got the donut, you've got some water. If you need a wet wipe, you can see it's right there. It's going to be great. Good news is you have officially been moved from kids ministry here in May. We mark this moment as you joining us here. So you've got your journaling Bible, and if you take notes in your journaling Bible, and you keep taking notes year after year after the book of, we're going to be in Psalm 119 and Gospel of Mark. If you take notes and you bring it, I will give you, drum roll please, adults, drum roll please, $100 for doing that for all of these years. In fact, fifth graders, if you just look over your shoulder, I don't mean to pick on you two ladies, but look, they've got their journaling Bibles still. Look, from all those years, yeah, check it out. You keep doing that. In all these years, I've only had to give $100 to one person so far, and it was your sister, so you listen to her and follow her example. Because at Mill Creek, man, we want people to have the Bible. We want them to be able to take the Bible. And my hope is that after you graduate, these journaling Bibles could go with you, that you may be able to pull it off in your 20s or 30s, open this Bible to go, man, I remember when I was at Mill Creek and some of the things they taught me. And so I'm hoping that there's a note you'll take here. If you're done with your donut, you could put it down if it's too much for you. Grab your pen. I want you to be able to take the notes. I would love for you to open, kids, to page 1007 of your journaling Bibles. Open to page 1007 of your journaling Bibles. If you've got a little handout, you might look at the text. If you've got your own Bible, you might go to Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Because here's what I want to have happen for you. I want you to know the good news is you're here, but as you get there to the text, I got bad news for you. Fifth graders, I have bad news, and here's what it is. Bad news is there are storms that are going to come for you in life. Adults know this here. I'm not talking hailstorms. I'm not talking thunderstorms. I am talking that in life, storms, not literal ones, but figurative storms will hit you, and they hurt when they hit you. And so the good news is we're going to be with you. The bad news is you're going to face difficult times in life. And when those difficult times come in life, too often people are all by themselves. And when they're by themselves, it's going to be hard not to get knocked over by the storm. So you're going to need other people, fifth graders, to make it through. Go to page 1007. And fifth graders, does anybody need a pen still? Who needs a pen? We need one pen. Anybody else need a pen? Let me grab. To be able to make it home, to your eternal home, you can't go alone. And in fact, fifth graders, would you say that with me? To make it home, we don't go alone. Can you say that with me? One, two, three. To make it home, we don't go alone. One more time. One, two, three. To make it home, we don't go alone. Very good. That's what this day is all about. Here's big idea number one. If you're taking notes, you might want to look and see in your little handout. To make it home, you have to go with others. You have to go with others. Fifth graders, would you look there in Hebrews chapter 10, that's the big number. Verse 24 is the small number. Would you look with me at that verse? It says this, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Would you take your pen and circle the word us there in verse 24? Take your pen and circle the word us. If you're out there taking notes and you're one of the adults, you can do extra credit. You can circle the word us as well. And let us consider. What we need to understand, fifth graders, is walking with Jesus is not a race all by ourselves. We actually go together. See, I think too often we have a tendency to think that the Christian life is something we do all by ourselves. But what the Hebrews author wants them to know is you've got to do this together. See, for this to make sense, you got to remember that in the book of Hebrews, there's a pastor who's written a letter to a church that's going through all sorts of storms. The storms of life are really hurting this church. And he wrote the letter to say, you guys got to stick together. You need to meet together. If you believe in Jesus, you have to understand following Jesus is going to be difficult. That's why you have to stick together. You have to go with others. And the gospel connection then, having been made that it's only by Jesus we stick together, our preacher is saying, lock in with others. In fact, if you would take in your little journaling side there where there's all those lines on the right-hand side, fifth graders, would you write in, I need to connect with others. connect with others. That's our first application. If you're taking notes out there, you might want to write that down as well. To be able to make it home, you can't go alone. So what does that mean? It means that we have to go together. I hear sometimes folks say it like this, man, can you lock in with others? Want to have some friends, some people that are going to walk through life so when the storms of life hit, you're not all by yourself. Adults who are listening in, here's the application for you in the form of a question. Who is close to you that is serious about Jesus? Let me ask you, who is close to you that is serious about Jesus? And maybe you'd go, yeah, my spouse is, okay, but who else? Because if you're gonna make it home, you can't go alone. You need others alongside you. And I think too many times, fifth graders, folks imagine that the Christian life is like a race. You ever watch the Olympics, fifth graders? You ever seen them race a really fast race? They all get in their little lanes and they all run all by the adventure race where we're all in it together and we're running together and we're jumping together. And if we're going a little too fast, we slow down. If you're going a little too fast, you gotta come back. And you know what, fifth graders, I think it's fun to actually do an adventure race. I don't know if they ever have any around here, but go through some mud, have to hurdle some walls, do it all together, because the Christian life is when you finish together, not all by yourselves. We need to lock in with others. To make it home, you don't go alone. That's point number one. Look back at verse 24, fifth graders. Let me show you point number two. Point number two. To make it home, you care for others. Let me read verse 24 again. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. What this pastor is saying is it's not enough just to be together. We also need to be concerned and thinking about one another. Let me say it like this, fifth graders. It's not enough to just sit by some friends who say they follow Jesus. You need to talk to each other about how Jesus is doing in each of your lives. So it's not just, oh, I have a friend who loves Jesus, but it's actually learning how to care for each other and ask one another, how are you and Jesus doing? In fact, I would love for you to write this down, fifth graders. Write this down. How are you and Jesus doing? Adults, if you're listening and you want a helpful hint for how to connect with somebody about Jesus, you might want to write that down as well. Here's a question we can ask each other. How are you and Jesus doing? The point of the question is to help create some relational connection around Christ, so that we're not just, oh, they love Jesus, I love Jesus, we're all together, but we're actually trying to care for one another. How are you and Jesus doing? Or maybe another way to ask it is this, are there any storms of life that you're facing right now? See, to make it home, you don't go alone. Now, here's the application. You can write this down. Care for others. Care for others. Care for others who, like you, are trying to make it home. In fact, this application works for everybody listening here. In the form of a question, we could put it like this. Who are you caring for as you walk with Jesus? If you're a Mill Creeker here, let me ask you, who are you caring for as you walk with Jesus? Because this is not a solo sport. We want to go together. And you adults know how scary the storms of life can be, yeah? You know that when you're by yourself, it's so difficult. And you probably know, if you're by yourself and that storm hits, it's really hard to find friendships that are deep very quick. To make it home, we don't go alone. We go with others, we care for others, and we're already at the last point, fifth graders. To make it home, you need to meet with others. Would you write that down? You need to meet with others. If I went too quick before, the first one is go with others. The second one is care for others. The last one is you've got to meet with others. Let me read verse 25 again. Verse 25. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. What the preacher wants them to know is, if you're going to make it home, you don't go alone. And gathering weekly with other Christians is crucial. In fact, fifth graders, that's what this is celebrating. This is our once a week gathering And Sunday after Sunday, then, we get together, not usually out here for Picnic Sunday, but usually in the building. We gather to meet with others to encourage one another. And what he's showing us then, fifth graders, is it's easy to quit meeting together. And I wonder, fifth graders, have you ever noticed that on a Sunday morning, how sometimes your family gets into fights that don't actually happen on other days of the week as often? Why is it that on Sunday mornings, friends, getting to service can be so difficult? Or maybe, fifth graders, you've noticed that some Sunday mornings you wake up and you think, the last thing I feel like doing is going to church. You ever felt that way?
Yeah.
Me too. I even feel like, really, I need to go to church? I felt it. But that's why this warning is here, so that you know, adults, lean in. If you ever feel like, I don't feel like going to church, know that you're in good company. And yet that's the warning, to realize committing to the worship service is important, whether we feel it or not. Here's the application. Don't stop meeting together, or don't stop attending service. Don't stop attending service. Of course, there's going to be times we're sick. Fifth graders, there's times you're out of town. Other things happen, no doubt. But generally, on normal Sundays, we ought to be meeting together. And look, fifth graders, this isn't just for you. It's for us too, because you may not realize it, but we need you as bad as you need us. We need you as bad as you need us. See, if you decide to stay home, and adults, this is for you too. If you decide to stay home, you may sit there and be going like, yeah, I don't need to go to church. I'm fine. I don't need anything. Well, that presumes that the only reason you go to church is to get. But what he's saying is, you also go to church to give. And so sure, you may be fine and be able to skip a Sunday because you don't need much, but you're actually preventing the opportunity to give to somebody who may need your encouraging word. See, fifth graders, get this. You're not the church of tomorrow. You're not the church of tomorrow. Any more than the student ministry is the church of tomorrow. You're not. You're the church of today. And we need you. We need you, and you need us. We need to be together. And that's why we make such a big deal of fifth grade graduation. It's a rite of passage. In different cultures and in different eras, we had different sorts of rites of passage. This is the one that Mill Creek has created for you to say, symbolically, you are now with us. Like, if you ever had to eat at the kiddie table at a holiday meal, all right, you like eating at the kiddie table and all the little kiddies with the little burgers getting all over your little mac and cheese, and you're just like, Mom and Dad, how come I can't eat with the adults? And they say, because you're a kid. Now sit down, don't talk unless talking to, and you enjoy your food. You're not at the kiddie table anymore, fifth graders. You're coming up. You're now one of us, which means we want you to be showing up on Sundays ready to hear God's word read. We want you showing up on Sundays ready to sing God's word. We want you here getting to see God's word in baptism and communion. We want you to be a part of having God's word preached to you, that you would listen and begin to care for each other, because you're not the church of tomorrow, you're the church of today, which means, since you're not at the kiddie table anymore, if you're here and you love Jesus, but you've never been baptized, I know it's a little scary, but it's time to get baptized if you really love Jesus. Or fifth graders and adults here as well. If you're here and you're like, yeah, I guess I've never been baptized, well, that might be the step for you. Or if you're here and you've been baptized and it's time to take communion, join us and take a communion. Or if you're here and you're like, yeah, Mill Creek is my church, fifth graders, and you've been baptized, you take communion, well, become a member. We'd love to have you become a member to be able to commit. And that's what that is. I know some adults out there, you're thinking, yeah, I'm not sure I'm quite ready to commit. We would love to have you commit. There's a relationship between baptism, communion, and membership. All of these things work together. It's for those who are trying to get home. And if you're going to make it home, you don't go alone. You don't go alone. Adults, in the form of a question, here's the last application for you. Do you prioritize meeting with other Christians here at church? It's a way to put it for you. Are you prioritizing meeting with other Christians here at church? Now look, if you're here and you're like, I'm not sure I understand the relationship between baptism, communion, membership, or fifth graders, if you're like, I'm going to need to talk more about that, we'd be happy to visit more. But here's the way I'd actually like to end. I've heard it said that redwoods in the Western United States have very shallow root systems. Now, some of you who were with us a year ago, you might have heard this illustration, but I think fifth graders, you might have still been in kids' ministry, so I'm going to reuse it. In fact, by show of hands, how many of you have ever seen the redwoods in the Western United States? Hands high? Hands high. I've never seen them myself. So all I know is what I heard about on Google. Did you know that these trees, these redwood trees, they are on average about 20 feet around, which means you got to take four guys like me holding hands to just get around the tree. They're gigantic trees. You have a guess of how tall they get? 300 feet tall. But get this, their root systems are very shallow. So a 300 foot tall tree and their root systems are just as tall as me on average, 6 feet in the ground. How do those redwood trees stay upright when the storms hit them? Here's how. The trees aren't as deep as others, but it's because their roots go wide and their roots interlock with other redwood trees that are in the forest. Which is to say, if you're a redwood tree all by yourself and a storm's coming, you're in bad shape. But if there are other redwoods around you, you are protected, you are supported by trees around you. And as Christians, we need interlocking roots with other believers in a church to withstand the enormous weight of life. We need others spurring us on toward love and good deeds in a world so bent on self-centeredness and self-gratification. Hey, fifth graders, in this church right now, there are some redwood trees who love you. So if you want to just, you guys can close your Bibles, fifth graders, go ahead and close your Bibles and just kind of put them in your lap. But do me a favor, fifth graders, would you just kind of turn around and look a little bit that way at all the people? Kind of look that way, kind of turn around, yeah? Now keep turning, look behind you, yeah, and look that way. Look at all these people that are part of this church. These are some of the redwoods in this church. In fact, if you're an adult here, I have a special request for you. If you've ever been a teacher of one of these fifth graders at Mill Creek, would you do me a favor and just stand up? If you've ever been a teacher, if you're part of the kids ministry and you've ever taught them, I'll have you stand for a minute. So stand up for us for a second. Okay, fifth graders, kind of look around. Stay up. Hold on. If you've ever been at one of the VBS where these kids were participating, would you do me a favor and stand up? If you've been ever at a VBS, and Vivi K is at VBS last year, so you may know. If you've ever helped out at a VBS, or how about this? Some of you, you're like, yeah, I ain't doing kids ministry, and Lord knows I ain't doing VBS. I don't care what church discipline you threaten me with. I ain't doing that. But maybe you were rocking these little kids in the nursery. If you were ever here and you rocked and prayed for these little kids in the nursery, would you mind standing up? What I'm trying to do is to go, how many people here have actually poured into these? If you're here and you're on summer team, you've been one of our student ministry volunteers who's on summer team, would you stand up? And then if you're here and you're like, okay, I didn't do any of those events, but I'm related to one of these kids that's up here, and I actually pray for these kids here, would you stand up? All right, stay standing. Yeah. Just by way of reminder, you're standing if you are a person who goes, I am connected or by friendship, by blood, or by Mill Creek Ministry for the success of these people. Fifth graders, would you put your Bibles down on your chair real quick? Put your Bibles down on your chair and stand up. Stand up and come up here one more time. You guys stay standing, please. Come on up here, come back to where you were. All right, fifth graders, look at everybody standing. Start way over here. Look, Mr. Jamie over here. I know, he's smiling. Look, that's the only time you'll ever see him smile, so enjoy that. Just kidding. All right, look, okay, fifth graders, you look it over, Mr. Jamie. Look at all the people that are out there. Folks way out there, you see everybody who's standing here? Keep turning with me, fifth graders. Look this way. Look down here, down the center. See Pastor Dave and Pastor Matt back there? They helped out with you guys. We're in the middle here. See all those folks? See these people over here? See Miss Lydia back there? See all our friends? See Miss Ann up here? You know how many times Miss Ann prayed for you, cared for you? Keep coming over here. You got the Hamiltons. You got Grant. You got Heidi. Here's what I'm trying to say. Look, look, there's your sister. She loves you. Here's what I'm trying to say. Hey, everybody who's standing. Everybody's standing. Fifth graders. These are your redwood trees. These are the people who have locked in with you. They all want you to make it home with Christ. And they pray for you and they care for you. And so here's what this morning. This is your chance to say, I want to lock in with you too. Everybody out here, forest that wants to connect with roots. And this is your chance then to say, I'm going to interlock with you guys. You guys in, fifth graders? You want to lock in with them? Let's hear a clap for all the people who are standing up. You guys can have a seat. You guys can be seated. What I'm trying to get you to see, and God willing, I get out to see the real redwood forest in my eyes. What I'm trying to get you guys to see is, if you want to make it home, you don't go alone. If we're going to make it home, you don't go alone. And that's why this picture of one service together is such a powerful moment, because we want to be able to make it home together. To be able to do that, we need one another. We need all of us praying, fighting together for the good of fifth graders, for the good of all our students, for the good of the glory of God. Hey, if you're here and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know Christ, well then understand the reality is you don't have any Christian interlocking roots yet because you don't have Christ. But if you would call on him, even today, he would be happy to save you and welcome you so that someday you could make it home. See, to make it home, you don't go alone. You can only go with Christ. And it's by his blood we are welcomed to eternity. Congratulations, fifth graders. Good news, bad news. Good news, you got the journaling Bible. Bad news, storms are coming. But an invitation, we will interlock roots with you. And God willing, we get to be together and make it to the end. Church, will you pray with me, please? God, we thank you for the opportunities to be together. We thank you for these precious fifth graders. Thank you for all of those who've been committing themselves for the good of these students. We pray for all of us, God, you would help us to make it home. Do this for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name.
If you like what you've heard or want to find out more information, please visit our website at mymillcreek.com.